Time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Sarah Tomok. This week's subject is the Forest of Terror. I'm here with Bunny Lippert and Tim Taylor, and they're going to tell me all about the Forest of Terror and try to convince me to go do it, which is going to be a very hard task. First off, can you just kind of tell me about how it got started?
Well, it got started actually several years ago with a city employee named Henry McDonald. He kind of threw something together and just kind of had a little hayride, and it just kind of went off from that. And we just expanded it, made it bigger. That's how we started doing it.
Okay. And so this is the fourth year?
This is the fourth year that the campers have put it together.
Okay. So this is an entirely volunteer-run event, right?
Yes, it is.
So I guess, can you tell me a little bit about, you said it started out as a hayride. I guess, what can people expect? How's it set up?
Well, we start out at 4th of July Point, and they buy their tickets there, get on a wagon, and the wagon brings them up into the campground, which people have decorated their campsites. We go through the campground, and then we go into the forest. And
this is the part that Bunny likes. It's full of clowns, and she hates clowns.
Yeah, I don't do clowns well at all.
I don't know many people who do. I don't.
And then once you make it back out of the forest, we have a haunted house at the bluegrass stage that you can go through, and then the wagons will take you back to your vehicle at 4th of July Point.
Okay, so you just kind of glossed over a lot of that. What goes on while you're on the hayride?
Well, a lot of stuff. It depends on the different scenes that we have out in the forest as to what goes on, and we don't want to give away anything.
Oh, yeah.
The element of surprise. But last year we had a zip line and a clown tunnel, and I've been informed that the clown tunnel is going to expand this year. So I'm not looking forward to that. But we have chaperones on each wagon. So if you get on the wagon where the chaperone is screaming the entire time, that's me.
Yeah, you can hear her pretty much everywhere.
But it's a good time. We have a good time. And the money we raise goes toward the playground fund. We have built a pavilion there this year at the playground in the campground. We built a pirate ship.
Pirate ship last year.
Last year.
And we kind of refurbished some of the other stuff that we had there.
Right, and refurbished other things. So, you know, it's an ongoing thing.
You know, some people worry about bringing their kids. Some things are scary. Some things are not scary. You know, some people put on like a little show. But I wouldn't bring a young kid, no, because it's scary. As far as a haunted house, it is more scarier because, as most haunted houses, you're basically face-to-face with them people. You know, the hayride, you're away from them, you're on the wagon, you're sitting down. It's not quite as scary, but they're real good about, if there's young kids that go through there, they'll yell in and say, hey, or, you know, a group of young kids, you know, so they can tone it down. Because, you know, some kids really get scared of that kind of stuff. So.
We don't want to traumatize anybody except me. They don't care if they traumatize me.
So are clowns, is that your biggest fear?
Oh, yeah.
I don't like evil clowns at all.
Who does?
No. No.
I guess you were saying kind of about the, you know, you telling, you know, young kids coming through. I was at a haunted house one time and I noticed they'd do that. They'd yell in the house like, you know, code red, like highest level of scare. And then there were some kids that came in after us and they're like, low level scare.
Yeah.
I was like, huh, never thought about that. I got chased with a chainsaw.
Oh, yeah, we like to do that.
Great.
So when you come, we make sure you get on Bunny's wagon.
Yeah.
I'll just be sitting by you and we can scream together. I don't like clowns.
You don't want to sit by me, Sarah.
Oh.
Because the clowns target me.
Okay.
So don't sit next to me.
Although I faced one of my fears recently. I had to interview a clown, like in here, because the circus is coming to town. So he's like their promotion clown, and I could not get out of it. I was like, hey, Terry, are you going to be around? Can you do it? No. But I did it, and he was pretty chill. I feel like he's not a good representation of clowns, especially not evil, scary clowns. But it was rough, but I made it through, so.
Proud of you.
But I don't think I could. I don't know. I don't know if I want to challenge myself to going through the Forest of Terror. But so you've mentioned clowns and chainsaws. What else can people expect?
A lot of the characters out of movies we try to do. You know, like Michael Myers, Texas Chainsaw Massacre. So that's what we try to do.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean will be there.
Is that the pirate ship?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's really good. And this year, the people that are doing it have stepped up even more. It's, I hope you come see it because it's, you'll like it.
Okay. So October 23rd and 24th, it's Friday and Saturday. What time do you start?
7 p.m. is when we start loading the wagons.
Okay.
Until 10:30. 10:30 is when we stop selling tickets?
Yep. 10:30, the lady selling tickets, she will go to the last person there, give them a ticket, and that will be it.
Okay.
Because it takes a while to get them people through. Otherwise, you'd be there forever. Because last year, before 7 o'clock, we probably had 400 or 500 people there already.
Oh, wow.
And, it takes a while to get people through there. And this year, of course, we're getting a little grief over this. The first year, we did it for free. Then we started charging $1. We got grief over that. But now, since we've learned about the insurance and all that kind of stuff, we're going to charge $5. So I don't think $5 is bad.
Nope.
It's $5 for adults, and 7 under is $2. Then we're going to try what some of the bigger cities do, a fast pass. If you don't want to stand in line, you can pay $10 for a fast pass, and that's for anybody. That's all ages. It's $10 to whoever wants it. I'm going to try it this year, see how it goes. Because that's what, I've been all the ones in St. Louis and Springfield, and they all do it. And we're going to try and see what happens.
Fast passes will be available at the campground for advanced sales. Different times throughout the week and the weekends, I'll schedule for people that want to come out, get their fast pass ahead of time, and then they'll be able to just get right in the fast pass lane and go.
There is a kind of a miscommunication on this fast pass deal. I don't know if you've been to the ones in St. Louis. You can buy a fast pass there, too, like any rest of them. But, yeah, you do go ahead of the group, but you don't take all of them first. You still take other people standing in line. You just don't put all of them first. It just gets you there quicker, so all it amounts to.
Okay.
I think what we're going to do is have two wagons dedicated for fast passes and four wagons dedicated to the people that don't want to fast pass. So it ain't like they're going to get all time in front of you. Just something we're just going to try.
All right. Try something new. Speaking of that, what are some things that have changed over the year? I know years you've talked about the insurance thing, but just kind of talk about how it's grown and changed and adapted over the years.
Well, like Tim said, it started out as just a hayride and a hot dog wiener roast. Up until this year, we also provided free hot dogs and soda and candy. It has gotten so big we can't do that anymore. So we're not going to offer any food, but we will have food stands there, at least one food stand that I'm aware of there, if anybody wants to buy something to eat while they're waiting to be scared to death. Their last meal, I guess.
Well, people apparently like to be scared.
We had, how many did we have go through last year, Tim?
2,700, roughly.
Yeah.
Is that the whole weekend?
Yeah, 2 days.
So that's, wow.
That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people.
Yeah.
And, of course, it get you know, people get tired of standing. Some people leave, you know. But hopefully we get things. Every year we just try to make it a little better, a little quicker. And last year it seemed to start clicking. So I think this year it'll be a lot better.
I think so, too.
And you'd said some people had mentioned they'd like to see it, like, every weekend in October. Is that something you'd like to eventually do?
Eventually, but we would have to have a whole lot of people to help. We do it with volunteers from the campground. And when you're out there two nights for 6 hours...
Yeah, basically, you're there from about 6:30.
That's a long time.
Until sometimes 12:30, 1 o'clock, just because sometimes it takes a while to get through there.
It takes a lot of commitment. And
yeah, it does. You're tired. And if it's cold, you know, you're cold. And maybe you want to help.
Maybe. I was just going to ask you, can
sure.
anyone volunteer? Or are you
we're
looking for
always,
volunteers?
We're
always
welcome. Looking for volunteers. If they want to participate in the forest, we do ask that they sign a waiver releasing us from any thing should they be harmed in some way. They also have to be 18 to be in the forest.
That now, was some of our rules that
yeah.
we had to do.
But there are other things that, people can help with. We can always use help setting up.
Yes.
Tearing down.
That's the worst.
Yeah. You know,
so there's lots of things. We can find something for anybody to do.
All right.
And actually, you know, the more people you get, the better it is. You know, that's the way I look at it. The more things you could actually do. We have a lot of ideas, but if we don't have the people, then we just got to do what we can do. But, yeah, if anybody want to volunteer... Get a hold of me, Bunny. We'll put them to work.
Okay.
Because I got several friends that come from the Decatur area to help me, so that helps too. So anybody willing to help, I'd appreciate it.
All right. So how can people get a hold of you?
They can call the campground, and that number is 532-5211.
All right. So what is your role? Do you play a clown, or what do you do in all of this?
Most of the time I play a clown, yes.
Really? I was just guessing.
Yeah, I do.
Do you do a mask, or do you paint your face?
No, I have a mask I bought, and it's pretty good.
But, by good, you mean scary.
It's a scary one. Bunny hates it.
And Tim loves to sneak up behind me and scare me with it.
You know,
I forgot to mention, we also have a Forest of Terror by the Campers of Sherwood Forest Facebook page.
Yes.
So anybody that would like more information can go there. I try to keep that updated and let people know what's going on.
Okay. Good deal. All right. Well, anything else we need to know?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I think we're good.
Okay, so come get your pants scared off on October 23rd and or 24th.
Beware the clowns.
All right, Buddy and Tim, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to this week's edition of Around Montgomery County with my guests, volunteers with the Forest of Terror, Bunny Lippard and Tim Taylor. And I'm your host, Sarah Tomach.